This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is launching a vaccine sprint, urging Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. The president says the nation's moving toward a summer of get-togethers and celebrations, but it first needs to pull out all the stops to meet his goal of having 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th. Biden says public and private partnerships will keep finding ways of getting more people vaccinated with incentives and fun rewards, including free beer. Anheuser-Busch says it will buy Americans 21 and over a round of beers if the president's goal of 70% is met. Currently, 63% of adults have now received at least one vaccine dose. Australia's Victoria State on Wednesday extended a snap COVID-19 lockdown for a second week in Melbourne in a bid to contain an outbreak of a highly contagious virus strain first detected in India. Victoria State Acting Premier James Merlino warned the tough measures were needed or else cases could explode. He said, "We have right now 60 cases and more than 350 exposure sites and a variant of the virus that is quicker and more contagious than we have ever seen before." The latest outbreak has been traced back to a traveler who returned from overseas. The person left the hotel quarantine in the South Australian state after testing negative, but later tested positive in Melbourne. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have reached a deal to form a new governing coalition, paving the way for the ouster of the longtime Israeli leader. Opponents of Benjamin Netanyahu announced a deal late Wednesday to form a new governing coalition, setting in motion the mechanism that would end Netanyahu's long hold on power. Opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner, Naftali Bennett, announced the deal shortly before a midnight deadline, thus avoiding what would have been a fifth election in just 2 years. Under the agreement, Lapid and Bennett will rotate as prime minister. Bennett will serve the first 2 years, with Lapid serving the final two. The deal is also historic because a small Islamist party, the United Arab List, be the first Arab party to be part of a governing coalition in Israel. The agreement still needs the approval of the Knesset, Israel's parliament. The White House says President Joe Biden will discuss with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this month the harboring of cyber attackers like those believed to have targeted meatpacking giant JBS. The White House press secretary told reporters that Biden has launched a rapid strategic review of the attack that affected JBS operations in Australia and North America. Biden will meet with his Russian counterpart in Geneva on June 16th, as tensions between the two world powers have escalated over election meddling, human rights, and Russian aggression toward Ukraine. A U.S. subsidiary of the Brazilian meat processor told the U.S. government to receive a ransom demand in the cyber attack it believes originated in Russia. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on 3 Bulgarian and 64 companies linked to them over alleged corruption. The Treasury Department in a statement called the move its single biggest action targeting graft. To date, Bulgaria ranks as the European Union's most corrupt member state, according to the Transparency International Advocacy Group. And a large fire Wednesday at an oil refinery in Iran's capital, Tehran. According to state media, there were no immediate reports of casualties there. A separate incident Wednesday, an Iranian naval ship sank off the coast of Oman. Firefighters on the ship continued for 24 hours before it became submerged. All 400 people were rescued, with just 20 reporting minor injuries or burns. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.